Normally, ads on TV are 30 seconds long, sometimes less than that. In North Korea, they like to run them long, 2 minutes sometimes. Last month, we brought you a taste of North Korean TV's first ad for a local beer. Now, North Korean viewers can enjoy some more ads, including one for a brand of ginseng products. Here's the world's Alex Gallifant.
Get ready for ginseng, the wonder root. That rhetorical style's not unusual in North Korea. Ginseng, beer, international news, it all gets the same declamatory treatment. Only in this ad, you get images of a sparkling, floating ginseng root too. We asked advertising expert Jan Slater to check it out. She's a former ad exec, now with the University of Illinois.
The production qualities and the production elements are amazingly bad.
Bad, perhaps, but generous. Find me another ad where you get ginseng root, mountains, temples, cans of ginseng, maps of the Korean peninsula, microscopic views of ginseng, you name it.
When we do advertisements, we look at what is the one key thing we want them to know. There's a lot of information going on here.
And yes, the ad is still going on strong. By this stage, the floating ginseng root has reappeared, and now there's a scrolling display of ginseng-related products. To our eyes, it is a monumentally terrible ad. But it's not meant for us, says Jan Slater. It's meant for North Koreans only now sampling the pleasures and pains of advertising.
They're not used to any of this. They are not predisposed to our way of thinking about what advertisements are. So this might be very effective.
Although, in another way, they're very much used to this style of broadcast. If there's one thing North Koreans get a lot of, it's messages telling them what to do. For The World, I'm Alex Gallifant.
For your pleasure, we've put the ad online at theworld.org.